Time is 7:04 a.m. This is Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana is seeing its largest daily coronavirus case spike since April during the height of the state's outbreak. Nearly 2,100 new cases of the COVID-19 disease caused by the coronavirus were confirmed over the last day in Louisiana residents, and hospitalizations continue to tick upward. The trend is worrying public health experts that Louisiana's once successful efforts to slow infections are being undermined by a complacent public ignoring recommended precautions. Yesterday, at Governor John Bel Edwards' COVID-19 update, Baton Rouge Mayor Sharon Weston Broome announced she signed an executive order that requires people to wear face coverings when they are inside a business in that city.
We understand that masks don't stop the spread of the virus, but they do reduce the risk of spreading it to those around us. And so business owners, community leaders should implement a no mask, no service policy.
New Orleans already has a mask requirement for nearly all activities in that city. While mask wearing is not an enforceable order for individuals statewide, Governor Edwards did say he would increase enforcement on businesses that don't comply with Phase 2 reopening restrictions.
We don't want to go back to reducing occupancy if we can avoid it. We don't want to close more businesses and so forth if we can avoid it. But we also don't want a few bad actors, people who are just not honoring the restrictions that are in place.
Mayor Broome's executive order for wearing masks in Baton Rouge will be effective from noon Friday through August 3rd and will be reevaluated by then. Those who don't comply could be fined. Arkansas is ending its fiscal year with millions more than expected. Earlier this week, Governor Asa Hutchinson said the state is revising its forecast for the fiscal year that ended Tuesday, upward to $5.6 billion.
We will end the fiscal year in Arkansas $360 million ahead of where we thought we were going to be. We revised our revenue forecast down. We have gained in terms of our economy in Arkansas, did not take the dip that we expected it to.
The move means the state can restore $121 million in cuts that had been expected to the public school fund and another $42.4 million to higher education. Governor Hutchinson said the state's Medicaid trust fund will be restored $72.2 million and will bring the balance to $255 million. He also said there is $225 million in unallocated reserves, which will stay in place until the General Assembly decides what to do with it in the next meeting. Hutchinson in March announced the state had faced $353 million in cuts because of the coronavirus pandemic. And a sizable donation from a local group brings the Shreveport Police Department closer to purchasing body cameras for its officers. According to the Shreveport Times, the $100,000 donation came from a group founded by Roy Griggs called the Concerned Business People of Shreveport to purchase body-worn cameras. This is Red River Radio.